This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the last few weeks, emotions on the road heated up when a hearing was held on a state house bill that would have imposed a license fee on bicycles and would also have given local governments the power to restrict when bicyclists could actually use the road and where. That bill was eventually withdrawn by its sponsors. However, the tensions between cyclists and drivers remains. Why is that? Michael Elliott is Associate Professor of Public Policy and City and Regional Planning at Georgia Tech. Professor Elliott, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you very much.
Whatever happens with this bill, and it appears it's going nowhere at this point, we still have the basic problem that the bill said it was trying to address, which is cyclists and drivers sometimes competing for the same little patch of road. Are there trends in your work that you see that tell you, okay, this situation is going to get either better or worse?
Well, right now we're in a situation where it's probably getting worse because the number of people commuting by bicycle or using recreational rides has increased and will probably continue to increase. And over time, though, the infrastructure to provide for both the bicycles and for the cars has been expanding so that the opportunities for travel by bicycle have become safer over time and also allows for both cars and bicycles to work more effectively over time. But that's going to take a significant period of time to get the infrastructure up to that point.
And we have had some examples in the last year or so of some very bad wrecks involving cyclists and cars. There was one fatality near Decatur that got a lot of attention. Is that typical of where we might be headed, or is it actually an exception to the trend?
Well, I'm not sure I can say very much about the statistics of bicycle versus car. I don't know that there's any, other than making streets safer, which generally means evening out the flow of traffic, providing a safe distance between the bicyclists and the cars, and sometimes it may also mean separating out the pathways so that the bicyclists, in fact, have alternative ways to get through the city. All of those things together are going to be needed in order to make it increase the safety for bicyclists and enable cars to move through the system.
So I'm asking you to put on a prognosticator's hat here. Do you see governments, drivers, cyclists coming together in a way that will address some of the problems that you just outlined, or are we going to have more of the conflicts that we've already seen and that resulted in the bill that we just saw debated?
Certainly cities that have put significant investments and are planning to put significant investments into improvement in bicycles. So the city of Atlanta is in the process of developing funding resources for significantly expanding bicycle opportunities and safety infrastructure improvements related to bicycles. As bicycle ridership goes up, typically what happens is that it becomes safer. You develop a culture in which the bicycle rider is in fact a constant presence on the streets, and drivers in fact act differently when there are more bicycle riders around, and it's one of the strongest statistics about the safety of bicycle riders is that the more you have, the safer they are, at least on a per-mile basis.
Are you optimistic that that'll happen?
I think the number of bicycle riders is going to increase, and so I'm optimistic that cities are going to figure out how to do this. It's not necessarily going to be easy, but we have figured it out for pedestrians, and we continue to struggle with some of the issues around pedestrians. We're going to do the same thing around bicycles, and it's going to be an ongoing both debate and evolution in terms of the way that we manage that.
Michael Elliott is an associate professor of public policy and city and regional planning at Georgia Tech. Professor Elliott, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.